It is obvious. And now, you see, I had narrowed the field down considerably. The possession of a grey garment was a third point which, granting the son's statement to be correct, was a certainty. We have come now, out of mere vagueness, to the definite conception of an Australian from Ballarat with a grey cloak.
Certainly.
And one who was at home in the district, for the pool can only be approached by the farm or by the estate, where strangers could hardly wander.
Quite so.
Then comes our expedition of today. By an examination of the ground, I gained the trifling details which I gave to that imbecile, Lestrade, as to the personality of the criminal.
But how did you gain them?
You know my method. It is founded upon the observation of trifles.
His height, I know that you might roughly judge from the length of his stride. His boots, too, might be told from their traces.
Yes, they were peculiar boots.
But his lameness?
The impression of his right foot was always less distinct than his left. He put less weight upon it. Why? Because he limped. He was lame.